Matthew chapter 6. Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when you do your alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may have the honor of men. Truly I say to you that they have their reward. But when you do alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father, which sees in secret himself, shall reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, so that they may be seen of men. Truly I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like to them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner therefore pray: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the majesty forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, so that they may appear unto men to fast. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear unto men to be fasting, but unto your Father which is in secret. And your Father, which sees in secret, shall reward you openly. Lay not yourselves up treasures in heaven upon earth, where moth and rust corrupt things, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up instead for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust can corrupt, and where thieves do not break through or steal. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is single, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye is evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, about what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than food, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, while being anxious, can add one cubit to his stature? And why are you anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do not toil, neither do they spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his dignity was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if Elohim so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast to the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek you first his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, do not be anxious for the tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take care of itself. Sufficient unto today is the evil thereof. End of chapter.